Monstrous Maud, School Scare, written by A.B. Saddlewick and read by Darren Edwards.
Chapter 1. Maud Montague's pet rat had escaped again.
"No, Quentin," she hissed.
Her rat was scuttling along the top of the back seat of the school bus, heading straight for Warren, the werewolf from the year above. Warren had his head back, snoozing with his tongue lolling from one side of his mouth.
"Quentin, come back right now,"
called out Maud as loudly as she dared. Quentin turned back to her, brushing the wolf's stubby black nose with his tail as he did so.
"Achoo!"
Warren woke up with a noise that was part sneeze, part roar. Quentin squeaked and launched himself off Warren's shoulder and into Maud's pocket.
"Roar! What did you wake me up for?"
Warren asked Billy Bones, the skeleton who was sitting next to him.
"It wasn't me," said Billy.
"Well, why are you grinning then?"
asked Warren.
"I can't stop," said Billy. "Skeletons always grin."
Warren snarled.
"How convenient."
The brakes screeched, throwing everyone out of their seats, and the bus skidded to a halt at the side of the road. The driver honked the horn in three long blasts. Maud picked herself off the floor, checked Quentin was okay, and peered through the dirty windows. A limousine with the number plate Wicked zoomed past. Who on earth could be in such a hurry?
"Has anyone seen my left arm?"
said Zombie Zack.
"It's here,"
said the driver, fishing under the pedals. The bus spluttered back into life and jolted away again.
"I wonder who that was," Maud muttered.
When they reached the school, Maud was shocked to see the big black car parked in front. Surely none of her teachers could afford a vehicle like that. One of the back doors opened, revealing an interior of spotless cream leather. A girl, wearing buckled shoes and a ragged black dress, emerged. Maud couldn't believe it. It was her classmate, poisonous Penelope. Penelope was a witch with a pointed hat and purple hair who usually took the bus with everyone else. What was she doing in such a fancy car?
"See you later,"
said Penelope to the driver. Maud couldn't see his face under the brim of his hat, but his hand emerged from the window to wave goodbye, and Maud noticed a large gold ring on his index finger. Penelope slammed the door and the car turned around and tore off down the driveway, throwing tiny chips of gravel into the air. A group of younger pupils scattered, getting out of the way just in time. Maud ran up to Penelope as she climbed the school's stone steps.
"That's a fancy car, isn't it?" asked Maud. "You didn't cast a spell on the lottery numbers, did you?" "It's my Uncle Peregrine's car," said Penelope, sneering at Maud. "Well, one of his cars."
"How many does he have?" asked Maud.
"Enough to fill the humongous driveway of his ginormous house," said Penelope. "I'm staying with him while my parents are on holiday in Salem, so I won't have to go on that smelly bus again for a couple of weeks."
"It's only smelly when Zombie Zack forgets his aftergrave spray," said Maud. "I don't know why you're being so snooty."
"Because Uncle Peregrine owns hundreds of hotels and has pots of cash," said Penelope as she strode through the school's arched doorway. "But I wouldn't expect a scruffbag like you to understand."
Maud hung back in the entrance hall as a crowd of admirers gathered around the witch. Penelope was hard work at the best of times. This was going to make her totally impossible.
"Gather round, my little monsters," said Professor Ghoul.
The science teacher smoothed down the twin tufts of white hair on his head, but they sprang right back up again. He fished a notebook out of his lab coat and beckoned the pupils around the desk at the front of the classroom.
"You too, Montague,"
he said. Maud was peering out of the narrow window to see if she could spot her vampire best friend, Paprika. He often flew to school in bat form, but he was late today. Maud was surprised. He'd been really looking forward to this lesson on bringing the dead back to life. Maud walked over to the front desk and stood next to Wilf. He was a werewolf, Warren's younger brother, and her second best friend. Professor Ghoul whipped a sheet away to reveal a pair of metal clips wired to a generator.